Thanks, Jemima, and thanks all of you for coming to this forum. A few years ago, I wrote a little book called Trigger Warnings. Anyway, in the course of researching that book, I became aware of the culture war outfit, the Menzies Research Centre, the people behind this proposal at the University of Melbourne. In fact, I actually signed up to its newsletter, and I still get regular emails from a recent one was entitled Water Cooler 193 Countering Climate Extremism. It begins, Dear Jeff, on good terms, and it goes on to tell me about what's wrong with the emotion-driven response to the release of the sixth panel climate change assessment report. These messages come to me from Nick Cater, who's the Menzies Research Centre's executive director. Okay, who is Nick Cater? Nick Cater is a troll. He's a Milo Yiannopoulos for the overs crowd, and his whole career consists of trolling precisely the views that Melbourne University says it upholds. So let's look a few quick examples. A couple of months ago, Vice Chancellor Askell warned that academic freedom did not give university staff license to write or say things that was harm to transgender people. That was in the context of a proposed gender affirmation of the entire university. What does that policy say? It says the university recognizes, values, and celebrates the diversity of its community, including diversity in gender identity expression. It says the university commits to proactively ensuring that transgender and gender diverse members of the university community will not be discriminated against on the basis of their gender identity, gender expression. It says the identities of transgender and gender diverse members of the university community will be affirmed by university employees through the use of pronouns and descriptors as affirmed by that person, and resources to assist transgender and gender diverse members to gender will be made available, communicated, and supported. Now, where does Nick Cater, Executive Director of the Menzies Research Centre, stand on such issues? Well, in January this year, he wrote a piece for The Australian entitled Daniel Andrews Courts the Militics of Gender Revolution. It begins, Queer theory, from which today's transgenderism derives, is an exercise in applied postmodernism that explicitly sets out to change the social order. Transgender activists are not motivated by the plight of those suffering from gender dysphoria, a clinical diagnosis some of these radicals would like to erase. These are political revolutionaries who use queer as a verb and deliberately mess language to destabilize seemingly fixed male and to problematize the binary thinking they represent. Their actions flow from a worldview obsessed with hierarchies of power and cultural grievances that reduces everything to a zero-sum political struggle. That same month, he wrote a piece for The Spectator on the subject. It reads, It is remarkable how quickly the cause of genderism has moved from being a strange object at the back of the social justice fridge to the hottest of potatoes. He goes on to say, transgenderism is a reconstituted cause developed in the laboratory by queer and gender theorists designed to satisfy the craving of activists once the dish of morality had been wiped clean. So my question to Duncan Maskell is, how is this going to work? How does the university think that an institution represented by such a person will be compatible with its publicly stated values? And that's a question that goes beyond trans issues. As I'm sure you're aware, the university proclaims its commitment to Indigenous reconciliation. The university website reads, At the university, we realize that reconciliation is central to the full realization of our purpose. We are committed to fostering an environment in which the relation between Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples and their fellow Australians is characterized by deep mutual respect, leading to positive change in our nation's culture and capacity. That website lays out protocols for welcome to country, acknowledgement of country, and so on. Okay. Nick Cater, writing for the troll publication Spiked. There is nothing like the word reconciliation to dampen Australian spirits at a public gathering these days. Use spare us a sackcloth and ashes. Reconciliation, however it is envisaged, will never be achieved by awarding the status of victimhood in perpetuity to those certain set of ancestors while burdening the rest of us with unassuageable guilt. An acknowledgement of the Aboriginal people who lived for thousands of years in splendid or not so splendid isolation before the arrival of the Brits is recanted like a secular prayer whenever compassionate people in public. And then he concludes, The endless and apparently fruitless task of bringing excluded people into the circle of inclusion alights from time to time upon a gesture charged with magical qualities that will put the whole thing right. He's talking about acknowledgement of country. Nice. We might continue. The University of Melbourne has a sustainability charter. That charter reads, achieving a sustainable Earth requires global actions that are logically sound, socially just, and economically viable. As a distinguished research and teaching institution, the University of Melbourne has a social responsibility to lead and engage in public debate and action. Through knowledge, imagination, and action, the university will help a sustainable planet and will be an international exemplar of an ecologically sustainable community. Nick Cater, on the other hand, is a notorious promoter of climate skepticism. Here he is a few years back in The Spectator, arguing that far from being settled, the climate change is mired in miscalculations, misinformation, and uncertainty. We could go on, but you get the point. So once more, I ask, how does the university think this is going to work? Think will happen when trolls hostile to all the views that the University of Melbourne says it upholds become ensconced on the campus. Now, I am, by and large, an enthusiast for free speech and free research. I wrote about Robert Menzies for my PhD. I spent a considerable amount of time trawling through his archives, looking for information about the years he spent as a student at Melbourne University during the First World War, when, incidentally, he spent most of his time encouraging other people to enrol but never enrolled himself. But back when I was working on that, I would have loved there to be a repository of all of Menzies' papers. I am fully in support of the study of Australian history, and I think that Menzies needs more study, not precisely to bring out his real history. And a research centre to encourage that would be a good thing. And that's why I am so angry that this project has been given over to the trolls of the Menzies Research Centre. The Menzies Research Centre is a troll outfit. It exists precisely to troll places like the University of Melbourne. So the university has to make a choice. Do its values matter or don't they? All the policies on its websites, are they real commitments or are they just words? I know where most of the students stand on those. Well, we'll soon know where the administration stands.